Moncrief on News Talk.
It might be a bit late to organise it for this summer, but an increasing number of Irish families are opting to organise their holiday around a house swap. While this is normally done on an international basis, you can now also do it in Ireland. Sinead Canny is founder of letswap.ie. Sinead, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Sean. How are you?
Not too bad. So okay, we can talk briefly, because as I understand it, you've done the international version of this as well. Are those kind of swaps complicated to set up?
I don't think so. I suppose everything is based on a mutual trust between members. For me, I didn't go through an organisation with my home swap. It was done internationally through mutual friends. And it was a one-off and the kids were younger and it really worked well, to be honest.
Right.
And then I didn't think of it again. I had no reason to think of it again until, I suppose, I lost my business during COVID. And when the world started to open up again and I tried to organise some staycations at home, it was just too hard. Everything was gone really expensive. The cost of living was more expensive, so we did less disposable income. And then my daughter had immigrated, so she left with her dog and a lot of self-catering. They don't want you to have a dog with you, and it just seemed really difficult. So that's where I came up with the concept of having a 32-county home swapping membership site.
Right. And I suppose not everybody is going on holidays at the same time. Is that part of the complication of it?
Well, not really. We have some people that put up their holiday homes like that they would normally have on Airbnb and other platforms. So they offer that as an option. So you can kind of bank a week, and then maybe if you're gone away for a week and they want to come to Galway City maybe at Christmas, or they want to go to Dublin. So there is leverage there to make that agreement between people. But normally they would be spontaneous. The swaps we've done have always been spontaneous. And they can be very lastminute.com as well. You know, they don't have to be planned way in advance. Like if you just take a notion, you can just go online and hit whatever province and send a few messages out and say, look, here, we're in Sligo. We'd love to be somewhere for the weekend. Does anybody want to swap with us? And it can be done quite quickly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, so would people then have their homes up saying it'll be available these dates, or is it more people looking for a place?
No, not at all. I suppose the difference with us is it's a private platform, so nobody can see your home until they join. That was something that was very important to the members when we started, because I think everything is so public in people's lives and a lot of people are coming away from that they wanted privacy. So you can't see the homes listed until you join. And then once you do join, Sean, I suppose everybody is there for the same reason, and they've paid a membership, so they're not just there to have a look and a gawk around. They genuinely want a home swap.
Yes.
So you have a more chance, I suppose, of actually getting to fulfil a home swap. So then you just put up here, you just go to each county, see where you'd like to stay, send a private message. It may not suit that weekend, but maybe you could bank one for October instead of maybe the midterm in February, and just stay in touch with each other. So you send the messages internally, but what's lovely is nobody can see when you're away.
Right.
So a lot of the public platforms, you'd see, like there's a Facebook group for free swaps, and it's like, oh, I have my annual leave booked from the 10th to the 16th of October. So then everybody knows, whoever, you can see their house, where they're from, everything about them, and that they're going to be gone that week.
Yeah.
So I suppose with us, it's more safe.
Yeah. Now, is there kind of a mechanism by which you can get to know the people? Because I suppose a lot of people listening might want to make sure they're not serial killers or whatever.
What we started to do was we started having these Zoom meet the swapper parties. So we told everybody to boil the kettle, have a cup of tea or a glass of wine, and we went online and we had great crack. And it was I was shocked. There was one evening now there was a lot of men on us as well as women, and we'd such a laugh, and they were all having the crack, and because some people have like animals at home, so they were actually having conversations saying, well, if I come up to Laois and you come down to Kerry, would you feed the hens and will you do this if I do this? And sure, we'd mighty crack. And it was lovely because you get to see the personality behind it, because it's hard to let somebody into your home. So it's nice. They're very successful. And after every Zoom meet the swappers, there's always an influx on swaps.
Right. That's so
interesting.
So we're going
to continue that.
Yeah. Now,
we're going to continue that. And the same with new members as well. We often just do an ad hoc one where if there's people interested in joining, we'll invite them to a free online Zoom with some of the existing members just to let them see how it works.
And is there, now there's a few now texts in front of me here on the screen saying, oh, a stranger sleeping in my bed kind of thing. What do you say to those people?
Well, I suppose you don't think of that when you go and stay in a hotel, like how many other people have slept in that bed before you. We do have guidelines and we do have terms and conditions. So we do ask that all the beds are stripped and freshly made before you leave the house, bins are emptied, etc., etc. And then, so at least you're coming into a clean bed. I suppose in some cases when the homes are big enough, some people decide to lock the master bedroom and just leave three or four other bedrooms available. So it depends.
Yeah, okay. Is there kind of an equivalence when you're doing a house swap? In that if you've got a three-bedroom semi-D and, you know, you go, oh, can I stay in your, you know, seven-bedroom mansion in, you know, Montanati kind of thing? Can that happen? Can you get lucky that way? Or do people go, no, it has to be the same?
You're lucky that way, but like sometimes, like you might have a family with three or four children and they might decide they're going away as a week on their own up to Dublin. So they might take one off the smaller apartments in Dublin because they just want to go to a concert or a gig or meet up with friends. Mm. And their house then is a four or five bedroom house available. So it depends. Like the houses are all different. Everything is listed. The way the search engine is, I suppose the way the website was developed, when you click on the house, you get to see everything that it has. So you'll see how many bedrooms, how many beds, how many people it can sleep, you know, if there's a futon, if there's, you know, whatever. So you can see. So, like, sometimes you could actually take two families away. Like, granny and granddad can come with you.
Yeah. And is it...
for the weekend.
And for the people who are on letswap.ie, they can't charge each other money. Is that, like...
No, there's nothing between. There's nothing. No, once you pay your annual fee, you have 12 months of unlimited home swapping possibility. The only thing, Sean, that we have done is there's a little bit of social entrepreneurship here where when I designed the business and when we were setting it up, we did have, it's not compulsory, it's more of a nudge. And when you do arrange your home swap with somebody, you get an email to say that it's confirmed, these are the details, and then there's a strong nudge, donate now, and it's a €20 donation, and there's three different charities that can choose which one to send the money to. And one of them is the Simon Community, which is combating homelessness in Ireland. And then we have DVR, Domestic Violence Response, and then Northwest Stop, which is a counselling service in Sligo for immediate care when people need it, that they don't have to go on a list. So we're hoping to change the charities every year. So there's a lovely paying it forward feeling that when you're have the boot packed and you're heading off somewhere, that you're kind of giving someone a dig out. It's only £20, but it's a lot when it all compiles together, you know, in charities.
That's a nice idea.
To give back, I suppose.
And is there
I think so. So
is there a minimum amount of time that you can swap for and a maximum amount of time you can swap for?
No, absolutely not. It's up to the members to decide themselves. You know, it depends what they suit. We have a lot of teachers that joined and just coming up to the schools, the primary schools ending up. We have an influx of teachers joining us lately. And I suppose for them, they're going to have the same midterms. They're going to have the same holidays. So that's going to be great.
Yeah.
They saw that as a huge benefit because teachers will be off the same time as each other, so they'll be able to swap with different counties around Ireland.
That's a handy one. Sinead, thanks a million for talking with us today and enjoy the rest of the Camino, because that's what Sinead took a few minutes there to talk to us while walking that. That's Sinead Canny there, the founder of letswap.ie. One texter says, it's a great idea. I don't think we realise what an asset our home can be. Once you can trust people would be staying there, it'd be great. I had students stay with me as digs years ago. I'm used to having people in the house. Okay, well, this is presumably you wouldn't be in the house when these people are there.
Moncrief. Weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.